Indeed, as I promised, we should focus with you now. I'm trying to bring in Israeli Tamimi, just to help us make sense of what's going on within the kingdom of Eswatini. Following that, the king Mswati is alleged to have received 10 billion rand in payments from the United States government to detain dangerous criminals within the kingdom. To discuss this further, the news editor and journalist of Swazi News, Yolisa Mimi, is on the line. My brother, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for having me, Eskosana, on Rise FM. Hope you're good.
Yeah. My brother, just quickly, make us make sense of this particular story. The king is alleged to have received 10 billion rand just to detain dangerous criminals.
Thank you, Skosana. You will understand that in the last few weeks, it was reported, in fact, we reported that the United States have dumped five criminals, which were rejected by their respective countries. And as the report escalated or emerged, there was no specific contract or agreement that have been uncovered in that regard. So, what happened thereafter, the New York Times uncovered some documents with the specific details of the agreement that resulted to the dumping or the deportation of the criminals.
Yeah.
So the 10 billion rand emerged from the agreement as per the report of the New York Times, suggesting that the Kingdom of Eswatini, particularly Kingdom Eswatini, received about $500 million to assert these criminals.
Oh, yeah. But give us a sense of how important then it is then that the cabinet in the Kingdom of Eswatini and as well as the office of the Attorney General needs to be then aligned with that particular decision, or they need to be at least aware. Because I've noted amongst the story that you've penned down, it suggests to me that yes, the Prime Minister did indicate that the king is above the law, but to a large extent, these two entities ought to have known.
Yes, of course, and constitutionally, the Attorney General or the Office of the Attorney General must facilitate these agreements. In fact, that's the office that is supposed to give the necessary advice and further draft this agreement or correct some of the clauses. But in this particular incident or agreement, the Office of the Attorney General was blind. And even the entire cabinet, to the few cabinet ministers were aware of this agreement. They were all shocked. Some cabinet ministers were shocked to learn that the country has just accepted the dangerous criminals from the United States. Which means this was an agreement between King Mswati and he executed or facilitated it to his prime minister, after the minister of finance.
Yeah. Just lastly, before I let you go, your understanding of how the has been rejected and opposed by some of the SADC leaders, particularly of how it compromised the safety of the region.
Yes, the Department of International Relations in the Republic of South Africa did raise serious concerns regarding the dumping or the deportations, which in this regard appears to undermine regional security. Even the neighboring countries have expressed concerns that particularly it's the Republic of South Africa that did reach out to the government of Eswatini and just to say, no, we are equally concerned with the dumping of these criminals because this will undermine the entire region, the security of the entire region.
Yeah, very important here for this evening, my brother. I really appreciate your time. And just maybe you clarifying some of these complex issues for us, particularly those that come from the kingdom.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, Mr. Mimi, the founder and as well as the editor there for Swazi News, reporting to us all the incidents and unfoldings that happened within the kingdom of Eswatini. I really appreciate it. And let's talk to you for this evening. I really appreciate your time. The Baba is the Mantle Commander of the 92th Vice. Maybe next week we'll join you.